RZP 544, we are mobile. The RZP 544, monitoring the frequency. Whiskey Sierra Alpha Tango 788, monitoring from Saginaw. Whiskey Sierra Alpha Tango 788, monitoring from Saginaw.
This is WRTP 347 mobile.
WSPN 67 from Still, Ohio. Anybody got it? WSPN 77 from Stowe near Akron, Ohio. Anybody copy?
And this is WRTP 347 mobile, and I'm out of Redford, Michigan.
You sound fantastic. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I'm on a base station running about 30 watts. Antenna, and I'm about 30 miles from this series. So.
Copy that. I'm mobile up Red River Avenue on about 10 watts and stock Midland antenna.
Copy that.
Excellent. Good stuff there. Wow, what do you call it? Is helping them today at the same station for a couple hundred miles anyway.
Bouncing through the Detroit 625 repeater, and yeah. I'm about at church here, so I'm going to clear here, WRTP 347, standing by.
WRWB 489.
WSBN 77 with a handheld 5 watts from Stowe, Ohio. Anybody copy? WRVU 954. WSEU 202. How about that Ohio station? Can you hear it better now? I'm on the Bay station. Roger that, 202, we're back quiet. WSFT-595. Repeater check.
Pretty scratchy, but we got a copy on you in the mobile, Ypsilanti.
Copy, thank you. I'm calling from Canton, WSFT 595.
The background on 595. WRZX-218, we're standing by in the mobile.
Mobile, you sound real good here at Flat Rock on this little HP. I'll come out there to review this Detroit. Mobile.
Copy that. 40 watts back at you.
Traveling from Parkerville to Morris, Michigan. Want the radio check and see if this mobile is working.
Roger that. WRZX-218. We're standing by.
WRZX-218, Randall, from WRFX 966, Brian.
I got you, 966, come back.
Randall from WRFX 966, Brian.
Got a copy on you, Brian, 966. 218, standing back.
Randall, what's your 20? I'm up here between Mount Pleasant and Clare, talking on a very thin repeater.
Copy that. I'm on my way to Tecumseh, Michigan, over. I'm Stony Creek. I'm way south of Ypsilanti right now. I'll go ahead.
Well, that's kind of interesting, from mid-Michigan all the way down there by Ypsi. Okay, I was just curious because I know home, and I heard you up here on this repeater and thought it was a little strange.
966. Gotcha. All these repeaters are connected, 966. They're all connected. You hear one, you hear them all. Over.
Well, this is definitely not MI-8, that's for sure. So was it Michigami?
It is MI-8. I'm talking on Detroit 625. Over.
Maybe I'm getting into the Bay City repeater because this far west there wasn't an MI-8 repeater. I know that for a fact. Like I said, I'm over by Clare, Mount Pleasant, and the furthest west I ever got was Midland before.
Copy that. The band team was open this morning.
Standing on my front deck with an HT and a 771 antenna, you know, Jack's favorite. All right, Randall, I'll let you go. Do your thing. I'm just out here enjoying Mother Nature. I'll be heading down the state later on this afternoon.
Roger that, 966. WGS-218 and US-23 and Stony Creek. We're standing out in the mobile over.
WRFX 966, clear, stand by.
Check mobile. The negative on a radio check. Whiskey Sam Echo Alpha, clear.
Loud and clear in Sheboygan County, WRZP 544. Very little popcorn in the background, sir. Roger that. As I said, popcorn in the background, but you are readable. Be safe and travel safe. WIZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
10-4, I'm sure you have a good day. Enjoy this nice, nice weather. Whiskey Sam Echo Alpha, 848, clear.
WRMPP525.
SHJ 949, this is WRAS 504, you got a copy? This is WRTP 347, mobile.
WRXM 295, monitoring. WRXM 295 for radio check, if anybody's listening.
WRCP 544 in Bob Floyd County, loud and clear, sir.
Thank you, yeah, I'm talking from Flint area, so I appreciate it, thank you.
Do that. Good clear crystal modulation. Enjoy your day and be safe. At WRZT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
WRXM 295, station 1 to station 2, do you hear me? Station 2, I hear you. Hello, can you hear me? Station 2 says station 1. Station 2, yeah, I hear you, you came in good. Cool, that's really cool. Can you hear me? What are you guys doing today?
Hi, sweetie.
You're not supposed to use real names, right? No, you can't. Station 2? I guess, but station 1? Everybody can hear us, but, yeah. Hello, can you hear me? It doesn't help when both our names are Pete. I hear you. Can you hear me? Yep, I can hear you. I was saying it doesn't help when we use our first names because we're both Pete. So. Right, and your mother unit should not use your name either. Hello, can you hear us? I wonder if Anthony's listening. But I'm gonna have to get going here soon. But anyways, it's good talking to you, Anthony. It was fun. Okay, goodbye.
Bye. Station
one. Bye, mother and father unit. Okay, bye. I love you. Bye. Love you, Station 2. I love you.
to.
WRTT 347, mobile. Station, the repeater. Announcement in the beginning, but can barely even hear what you're saying. WRAS 504. One more time with that, Jim. Ready to see it? Sure is. How are you doing today? Yeah, I thought that was you. When you key up, I was getting a lot of static. I'm not sure where you're at. Obviously, you must be home if you got another radio.
Yep, got another radio. Got home just a few minutes ago.
Okay. My transmission for your transmission.
Sorry, you broke up there.
Yeah, when you transmit, you might want to wait after I transmit a second or two, because it tends to, it goes over each other. So you just need a couple seconds.
Gotcha.
Just like that. But yeah, you're coming in loud and clear right now. I guess we'll have to take a little ride someday and see where that's going to get on the Toledo side.
So Matt has to work in Troy tomorrow. So he said he's gonna try to reach me on his way into work.
Okay, that's awesome. Just have him, start hitting the when he leaves, tell him to throw the call sign out a couple times. And as he gets closer, and that way he'll have a good understanding of where he can transmit from and where it doesn't make it. But that sounds good. Anyway, I'm going to get back to surfing, and then I'm trying to order some plugs for my generator. This is WRAS 504, and I will declare on your final.
Have a great day, Jim. Thanks so much.
WRYX551. Doing a radio check from Sheboygan.
WRZP544, Sheboygan County. You've got quite the hum in there with your modulation, sir.
Yeah, when I shut the engine off, it goes away. I got to switch some wires around up there in front.
Roger that. You got it all fingered out. Enjoy your day. Keep safe. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. RMZ294.
Hey, Uncle Dave.
Hey, Jack, just want to let you know there's a lark today at Stony Creek Street.
Giant.
Happening right now, as we speak. Jeff and Don's here. No Eric, though.
Same place?
It's a different place. Instead of turning into Winter Cove, it's the other direction. You know what I'm talking about now? Of course, if you were to turn right, you're turning right, you turn left into the other side.
I got you. See you a little bit. W-I-U-G, 88.
Alrighty, I'll listen over here in case you get lost or anything. WRMZ294.
WSF 545 Alpha to Beta.
This is WRTP 347 Mobile.
Yeah, I got a good copy on the mobile. It's working great through the repeater. WSF East 545, clear on standby.
WRWS 538 monitoring.
WSET 544 monitoring.
WSEI 783 mobile to mobile. WSEI 783 mobile to mobile. Copy. WSCI 783 signing off.
WRWS 516 flea market activation, Romulus, Michigan.
WRWB 489, go ahead.
Just monitoring the WRWS 516. Kind of joking around yesterday, we're doing FOTA, a flea market over a flea market over the air over here.
Yeah, Roger. Just up here and ordering off the muffler computer.
Roger that. I actually had a good clear copy on that repeater yesterday down here. We're about Middlebelt Road in Pennsylvania. Had some pretty good conditions while I was here yesterday morning.
Yeah, I copy that. I've been sitting here watching the Lions win. What are you gonna get?
I heard some, like a static burst come in over the air with you for a second there. Been hearing that a lot today on the repeater. I've been monitoring most of the day.
Yeah, copy. At times you're bacon frying here, so I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to just monitor the band. WRWB 489 will be standing by.
Copy that, 489 WRWS
View 954.
888.
It worked.
WSCI 783, mobile's a base, copy.
WRVV690 mobile.
WSCI 783, mobile to mobile, copy.
This is 783 Mobile. What's going on?
My daughter and I are out spending money. We're getting ready to go into CJ Maxx and get Luna a Halloween costume.
Okay. Well, I should be home in about 35 minutes. Think about dinner.
How's peanut butter and jelly? Over.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that.
Right, well, we're going to run in and finish up our shopping, then I'll head home. Copy.
All right, this is WSCI 783. I'm clear after you.
WSCI 783, clear.
This is WRTP 347.
WIZP 544, WIUG 488. Jack, are you on the frequency? WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRZD 872. WRZD 872, listening.
Yeah, 218 in the mobile, Milan,
yeah,
yes, 218, we're Santa Mike. 218, WRZP 544, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Not too bad, not too bad. We're in the mobile. We're a long ways away from our computer, but we're making it.
Interference
on the net. We'll try it again, brother. Take care. WRZP 544, clear the network. Roger that, Bob. All right, we'll talk at you later, my friend. WRZX 218 in the mobile. We're standing by in Milan, Michigan.
This is WRZD 872. How copy?
I do. You go ahead, over.
I was just able to get on the radio here for a minute and see if I could hear anybody, and I did, so thought I would jump on and just say hello.
Roger that. Good, loud and clear. I can hear you. Very good. You're cold enough. Got this mobile over.
Yeah, I'm in my car. I have a mobile radio in here. Thanks for the radio report. Do appreciate that. You, however, sound a little staticky, but I'm still able to hear you clear enough. So. I think I'm losing you out there, but nice talking to you, sir. Safe travels. WRZD 872, be quick.
Yeah, I lost 218 there, and I think he said to come to. I lost him on his handheld at flat rock. You come in real loud and clear with that mobile, the flat rock WSAV 780 flat rock.
780 flat rock. Good afternoon to you, sir. WRZD 872.
Yeah, it is real loud. Loud and clear, probably bouncing off the edge of the laser receiver. I hear that flat rock. Waking up from a nap. Watch the Lions beat the Vikings. Sunshiny, 70 degrees. All the windows are open. You got burgers on the grill. Sounds good to me.
Yes, sir. Same here. Same here. All except for burgers on the grill. It'll be a crock pot meal tonight, but a little bit of a nail biter there at the end, but do enjoy seeing the Lions beat them. And yeah, you can't complain about the weather today, that's for sure. Got all the windows open and just enjoying the fresh air and the breeze coming through the house.
Yeah, nothing like this. Low humidity, frost in the morning, 70 in the afternoon, Indian summer at its best.
Yes, sir. Couldn't agree with you more. I do, do enjoy these days here that we get in October. Wish they'd stick around for a little bit longer, but I know it's coming on the backside of it. I think we all do. Hopefully it's a mild one for us.
Yeah, we've been lucky the last 2 years. Probably headed for a disaster. All right, let's get back to it. Matt Flatlock, WSAH 780. I'll be standing by.
Hey there, Matt. This is Kevin. Sure do appreciate talking to you. Thanks for the quick conversation. You have yourself a great rest of the afternoon and enjoy that weather while you can. WRZD 872 is clear.
This is WRTP 347, mobile.
WRZD706, Gustin.
Go ahead, 706.
Yeah, I was just trying out a few different antennas that I'm trying to configure. This is my Nagoya 771G. How do you copy?
Be coming through loud and clear. I'm picking you up with the Detroit repeater, WRWW540. Okay, I'm hitting Mayville from Hortonville, about 30 miles away. I'm going to switch it up to a different antenna, and then if you're still around in the next couple minutes, maybe you can give me feedback on that.
Copy that. I'm just sitting here listening. WRWW540.
Still copying 706. You're a little bit less clear than you were last time, but still get through.
That was a Nagoya Magmount 308, I think. It's actually a 2-meter, 70-centimeter antenna on a 50 feet on top of my grill. So, yeah, it shouldn't work as good, I guess. So I'm going to go cut it up, see if I can get it sooner and better.
I copy that. It seems like you're getting through with power, but yeah, just a little bit of fry on the back end there. But copy so far.
WRZ706 testing.
Got you 706, WRWW540, actually coming through pretty clear.
Do you think that's clearer than the last two? The first transmission was Nagoya 771G, a little screw and handheld antenna. The last one, the second one that I did was the magnetic mount 308, and then the third one that I just did was 308 with about an inch and a half cut off.
I would say it's a close between the first and the third. I would say are pretty close. I'd say the third might be a little bit stronger for you. That first one was pretty good. I've actually got the same antenna. It works pretty well for me, but I would say the third one is probably the best of the three.
Okay, I'm going to go to the 771G and then compare. Give me 2 seconds.
WRZD 706, testing, go ahead, 771G.
I would say that's actually a little less clear than the last one you did.
Okay, cool. Guess the hacksaw did its job. So, where are you located from the Detroit repeater?
I'm in North Troy, Long Lake, and John R. to be specific.
Gotcha. Well, thanks for your help. Bought this magnet out to repeater listening at an event that we were at, and she was sitting around. I thought maybe I should cut it and see if I can make it a GRMS antenna. So far, I guess it's okay.
Easy working for you. I'd go with it. WRWW 540.
X 540. 706 there.
540 clear.
Thank you.
Radio check, radio check. Radio check.
Got your radio check to the RWW 540.
Copy, thank you. WSBN 476.
You can. Okay.
Test, test, test. Testing, testing. Macomb County scanner.
WRVG 374. WRVG 374, monitoring and mobile. Anybody copy?
This is WRZD 872. Copy loud and clear.
WRZD 544, Bobby's Clayton County, sir. I have you loud and clear.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Just trying out one of these little handy talkies that with a long whip antenna. Thank you very much. WRTP 347, Redford Township, clear.
You're most welcome. Anytime there. You're doing a great job. It sounds good. That little 18 antenna is doing the thing for you. Enjoy the rest of your evening. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Copy that, sir. WRZD 872, standing by. 872 is currently in Westland, Michigan. The further south you're coming, the more you're clearing up. So I'm starting to hear you more and more clearly now. So, yeah, I work down here, but I live up in Roscommon, so I know right where you're at very well.
Hey, that's a haul. What do you, you have an apartment or something you stay at during the week and then go back up to Roscommon on the weekends? How does that work out for you?
Well, I'm actually a Westland fireman, so we only work 9 days a month, and our shifts are 24 hours at a time. So I try and cluster my days together, and I only make the drive down and back once a week. So it works out.
Well, as long as you have it dialed in, that sounds pretty awesome.
arrangement that I have, so work in the city and live in God's country.
Yeah, the rest of us suckers are on I-75 going home to go hit the grind and live in the city when you're just trying to get out. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, thanks. Really don't mean to make you too jealous, but yeah, try to make it home. I consider myself getting up north once I get on I-75 north of Saginaw, where it cuts back down from 3 lanes to 2 lanes.
Oh yeah, what is that, 167 there? The name of that road just dips my tongue.
Well, that should be on the tip of your tongue. It's Beaver Road.
Well played, sir.
All right, bud. Yeah, I had a few minutes while I was here at work. Thought I'd dip on here and see if anybody was chit-chatting. Nice to know I can reach out a little bit of a distance from here. So safe travels to you coming home, and enjoy the rest of your week. WRZD 872.
Thanks, 872. This is WRVG 374. I will be clear. It was great talking to you this evening. Stay safe, sir. 73.
This is WRCP 347. It's here in Redford. And yes, you're getting a good signal.
WSEL 475. Michael, can you hear me out there?
WSEL 475, coming back at you loud and clear.
Yeah, I got you loud and here clear as well. Hey, I was just thinking about it. Could it be the 03 bump in my door?
Yeah, I heard you with that 03 bump. We could have done that, but you can take another day on them that way, and I can help you if you need it.
Roger that. I got an alarm going off over here. I don't know if it's somebody's car.
All right, go ahead and take care of it, and then if James wants to mess around with this in a little while, we can just get a three-way going, and I can try it at home.
Roger that. Talk to you later.
All right, WSEL 475 out.
WSCB251, contact the WSFF5GZ.
This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec. Michigan, this is WSCQ816, Dan in Lorain, Ohio.
This is WRCQ347, out of Richmond Township, Michigan. I copy you, Lorain, Ohio.
Yeah, I copied you. I think it was 347. Get the rest of it, but yeah, this is Dan from WSDQ816. I'm in Lorain, Ohio, and you're coming in good to the Buckeye State.
Well, this is Dan as well, and I'm in Redford, Michigan. I'm bouncing off the Detroit 625 repeater, and you got PC signal here as well.
Yeah, I think I'm about 62 miles from that repeater. I'm hitting the same repeater, I think.
Copy. Yep. Good signal.
Appreciate it. Have you heard Jack on here recently? WIUG 488, Jack.
Yes, I have a couple of times. I've been in and out today, so I don't know that I've heard him today.
Okay, I always try to get a hold of him. He was the first one I made contact with after I got my license. I always try to get him when I'm in here. That's amazing how you guys come across the lake over here. You guys do a good job coming across the lake.
Yeah, well, it's a nice night. I was sitting outside for a while. Boy, mosquitoes are coming back. So I came inside, but I'm sitting upstairs with my radio. And, yeah, nice day.
Yep.
Can you out there?
It's very hard for me to get the right conditions to make it over there. I don't have any repeaters in Ohio that I can get on to come across there. I have to do it straight from my radio.
I think I heard Jack. There was an illustration breaking.
Go ahead, station breaking.
Here, Dan out there, WIUG 488, Rochester Hills.
Wow, Jack, you're about to break my speaker there.
Because that radio you got out there, that Midland Tempower radio, it's a hell of a radio, Dan.
Yeah, you remember before I was having trouble with the radio. I had a short in the back. I finally found the short in the power wires. So I hope it's not doing like it was before.
Because you know what? You're sounding okay, your audio okay, but there are a couple of scratches, no big deal. You still be loud and clear coming this way. Roger.
Well, I appreciate it. I tried with a couple of my smaller radios, and I just couldn't make it.
Go ahead to the other station out there.
I'm clear. You guys have
to come. No problem. You take care, buddy. Have a good evening. WIUG 48. Go ahead there, Dan.
Yeah, I love to talk to you guys over there.
I don't know, you said that's all I heard. I met the doctor, you guys over there, and that's it, he got cut off, Dan. What the hell, were you moving around or something like that?
Which Dan are you talking to?
I'm talking to you with the Midland.
Okay. Yeah, No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm in the radio room here. I raised my antenna up, but I don't know if it helped me or not. I might have to lower it back down.
You should try that, see what happens. But not now, but after you finish talking to me. Over.
Yeah, I had an 8 feet to the base of it before, and now it's about 20 feet to the base.
That's a good height. Yeah, that's all that GMRS needs anyhow. Stand by for a little bit. Let me see if there's a Dane out there. Station 847. Station out there, 847, out of Cleveland, WIUG 88.
The other Dan is out here, WRCC 347, just sitting here in Redford. Nope, you guys can have the channel, I'm not doing anything.
Hey, no problem. Station out of Ohio, 847. Station out of Ohio, 847. WIUG 488. Copy.
Copy.
I guess not. He's not out there. Well, Dan, he's not out there. Anyhow, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. I heard him pretty strong over here.
Because he's got a Motorola 50-watt radio. Not like that Midland guy.
You guys keep together.
I have another station out there.
WRCC, are you out there? Okay, maybe I got them mixed up. Cleveland, are you in there?
And by the way, he's not out there. Are you still, how's that high, by the way?
I don't know. Some days it's a little better. Some days it's real bad. I don't know. I've been taking some high medication and I'm hoping that it helps it a little bit. I don't know. At least I got one eye left.
I can fix the other one, man. You're going to need both of them. Over.
Yeah, well, if I can't get the one going, at least I got one left.
And I told you, go to a different doctor and see what he say. Take another opinion.
Well, everyone I go to, they want to stick a couple of needles in my eyes while I'm awake. And I told them I can't do that.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, but you know what? Try to take care of it at least. Over.
Yeah, I've got an appointment at the Cleveland VA shortly. I don't know exactly what it is. My wife keeps track of that. I can't seem to keep track of anything anymore.
I don't know what to tell you, but you got to take care of that other eye. You know what I mean? Don't let that first one go either. Just keep going, you know. Do your best to take care of the other eye.
Over.
Yeah, I had a friend in Texas, she had surgery on her eye, but she wasn't able to hold still, and that completely blinded her in that eye. She had no vision in it. She died recently in a fire, but she tried to get something done, and she wasn't able to hold still during the surgery, and she was completely blind in that eye. At least my bad eye, I have peripheral vision around the edges. I don't have vision in the center of it, though.
Now I see what you're saying. But listen, there's still a little bit a crackling going out there. So give me another 10, 15 minutes and call me back. I got to do something right now in the kitchen. I got to get that hot tea going. Roger?
All right, I'll catch you in a bit. This is WSBQ 816, Dan in Lorraine. I'll catch you in a bit.
All right, no problem, I'll take care. WIUG 48, clear.
Hi, Cleveland, you still out there? This is Dan in Lorraine. Spot of Cleveland, you still out there? This is Dan and Lorraine calling. I think you said your name was Dan.
Yeah, this is Dan out of Redford, Michigan, WRTC 347. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, you're out of Michigan. What kind of radio are you on there?
Just a Bofang handy talkie. I think it's a 9 Pro.
Yeah, you guys got it made over there. You can use the little ones. We have to use the big ones over here. We don't have no. We have no repeaters to bounce our signal off of.
Yeah, 10-4. No, the repeater coverage here in Detroit is really good, and you can go all the way west and north in the state, and you're fine to link up repeaters. So it's you can use a little handy copies.
And stand by for short.
Put in a repeater, but they put it in a wooded area, and it only goes about 10 miles. So that's unfortunate that it's in the woods. But anyway, that's the only one we got.
Station 347. This is WIUG 48, copy?
IUG 488, yes, I copy. This is Dan in Redford.
Dan, you have a Roger beep over there. It has to be turned off. The people are not MIA. That's what they suggest. And if you go MIA.systems, it'll tell you that. It's not me, it's them, the people in MIA. And I really thank you if you can turn that off, because it'll get the problem with their systems.
Yeah, I know it takes a little time to do that.
fishing all day before, the 347, I know that, but is there any station beside that 347?
I think he's trying to turn his Roger beep off. You get your feed yet?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, is your feed good?
Yeah, it's, you know, it hasn't got, I let it set up for maybe 4 or 5 minutes, then I go have some drink some of that tea. It's a hot tea, Roger.
Okay, yeah, I never drank anything but, cold tea. My mom used to make it, down south, in Arkansas. And nobody could make tea like she could.
And see if around there they sell tea bags. You put 2 tea bags, no, let the hot water boil, put the two of them, those tea bags, and put some lemon. It's so good. Unbelievable. Over.
Yeah, my mom used to make it by the gallon.
No, I drink that in the morning with the breakfast, you know, from some sausage, eggs, and all that. It's so good with them, too.
Yeah, I like, for breakfast, I like to have, my wife makes me a big giant pancake, and she makes pancakes better than anybody I ever seen. She makes it, you know, it's got a little crust on the outside, and it's soft on the inside.
I'm going to let you go right now. Let your radio cool off a little bit, all right, because I got to catch up with that tea. Hey,
sweetie. Sorry, this is pretty good. Did I get rid of the tea?
Let's go. Yes, sir. Thank you. Like I said, honestly, it's not me. It's the people in MIA systems. And thank you for that, anyhow. That way we don't have no problem with them. WIUG 48.
Copy that. WRCC 347. Thank you very much. Oh, you guys are on the MIH system. Well, I guess I am, too, since I'm hitting that repeater over there.
Station 347. Anyhow, now you're sounding a lot better, and I'm over here at Rochester Hills. Roger.
I saw you in Groveland Township. Who was that in Groveland Township?
Groveland Township. Over.
Oh, okay. My memory isn't too good. First, I have to remember everything, and my memory's terrible, but since my eyesight's going, I can't even Dallas.
Yes, it's been a little while since we've been together. My call sign numbers are very similar to Jack's. I think a couple people confuse our call signs on occasion, so no worries there.
Okay, that must have been it. Yeah, I got a paper, and I try to write it down, but I can't see good enough to not write over top of other stuff that I have, so I get it all mixed up.
No worries, it's all okay. How have you been? Have you been good lately?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. I don't get around as much as I used to, but I do go to stores with my wife, and I sit in the car. You know, that's my big time out or whatever.
Yeah, I don't get out too often lately either. We just sit around and kind of enjoy the woods and the nature and all.
Yeah, I'm 71, and I retired from the railroad. I was a railroad engineer. I left the railroad in 04.
Yeah, I remember you were with the railroads and that you actually were working with your son in the railroads as well, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I can't remember what I say. I repeat myself all the time.
Oh, no worries. I've heard you speak of other people and such before, too. So, yeah, we have heard you, and, you know, it's a treat to be able to get you in. Over.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. A few days ago, my radio was having problems with going in and out, and my power supply was getting hot, and it turns out it was a short on the power wires on the back of my radio, so I got that straightened out. It was a very simple job, but since I can't hardly see, I'm just going by feel. It took me about 3 days to get that little simple job finished.
Well, most importantly, you got it taken care of and your radio is back up and running, because that would be a real bummer not to be able to have a radio for a few days. Over.
Yeah, I came close to burning out my radio and my power supply. I wouldn't want to burn up my power supply either. It's a 50 amp, and it was getting really hot, and so I had to get off of it, off of the radio. But that 50 amp power supply cost me $37 new.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing that you got that fixed. No fun burning up equipment.
No, it's no fun. I bought another radio just like this one, and when I hooked in my other power supply, it burned that up instantly. So I did that radio.
at the Shurion Protection Program.
Yeah, I don't have to, ain't nobody gonna cover this one.
WSEL 475 radio check, Ronald James, are you out there? WSEL 475 radio check, Ronald James, are you out there?
I hear you loud and clear, Michael. James, are you out there?
WSEL 475, James, Ron, are you in? Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Michael. James, can you hear me? WSEL 475, James, can you hear me out there? James, can you hear me? If you're talking, James, I cannot hear you.
Yeah, he might be too far away from the tower to pick up anything, but I can hear you loud and clear.
James, you're hearing me, right? WSEL 475, can Michael or James, can you hear me out there?
I got a copy on you in Lorain, Ohio.
Oh, very nice. Awesome. Thank you for the radio check. We're out here in Shelby Township, Michigan.
Yeah, Shelby Township sounding good in Ohio.
Very good. I don't know if you're familiar. We're about 25 miles north of Detroit.
Roger. That's a repeater I'm hitting over there north of Detroit, I think.
Yep, I think it's out in Mount Clemens.
You sound really good, full quiet in.
Excellent, thank you very much. We're about, what kind of wattage are you pushing off your radio? You don't mind me asking.
Quite a bit.
I'll take that as a straight answer for it. Thank you so much. We're just pushing an 8-watt here, so again, thanks for the radio check.
Okay, you guys got those eight repeaters over there. I don't have no repeaters like that. By the way, this is WSDQ 816 band over here in Lorain, Ohio, and yeah, we don't have many repeaters. You guys got all the repeaters over there in Michigan.
Yeah, by seeing that, we got that GMRS website and shows a lot, and I know you don't see much where you guys are at.
Yeah, we've got one new one that is out in the woods, and it only goes about 10 miles.
Yeah, they say this one up here is supposed to push about 40 miles, so we've got some good distance off it.
Yeah, that's much better.
Roger that. Hey, thanks again, you guys. You have a safe night out there.
All right, you have a good one. This is Dan, the old retired railroad engineer over here in Lorain, Ohio, WSDQ 816. We'll be on the site.
WSEL 475, retired design engineer out. Have a great night. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 475, you have a Roger beep. If you could kindly turn that off, we would appreciate it. It's not allowed on MIE's program. Thank you.
No problem out there, WSEL 475. I can take care of that for you.
Sometimes that makes us squeal over the repeater. It was nice talking to you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Hi, Dan. This is WSEF 550 up in Millington, Michigan, up in the Sump.
You sounded marvelous. Of course, you always sound marvelous.
Yeah, I just use a little Bofang handheld radio, mobile radio, and it hits the repeater just right, I guess.
Yeah, like I say, you guys over there have got a mate. With those eight repeaters over there.
Yeah, it is kind of fun to get one to maybe two other states involved on our repeaters. I heard someone the other day say they got Indiana, so that's a new one for me.
Yeah, I got Pennsylvania the other day on my let me see, which one was it? It was HD anyway. Yeah, I got Pittsburgh, and I also got in the Indiana, which was really unusual because, of, like I say, we don't have the repeaters over here.
Yeah, I was thinking about setting up a repeater in my area, but I've got one close enough. I have no need to.
Yeah, I tell you what, I looked into it. Those things are really expensive, and you really need a hill or something to put it on top of.
Yeah, we don't have anything like that around us that municipalities don't already own. It'd be nice to get on top of their water towers or their towers, cell phone towers, whatever, to put a radio up. I do know they have one on top of a hospital in Flint, the Flint repeaters on top of a hospital, which is kind of nice. But, yeah, it just depends on where you can get them allowed to let you put them, I guess.
Yeah, there was one guy, I forgot where he was, but he asked if he could, I think he was at the courthouse. He was a janitor at the courthouse, and he asked him if he could have one little room that they wasn't using. They was using it for storage or something, and he put a desk in there and put a repeater in that room and put an antenna on top of the roof, and he was good to go. All it takes is somebody giving you permission to put something up in a building. Of course, you need to be in there part of the time.
Yeah, you need permission and the cash for the repeaters, that's for sure.
Yeah, I never had either one, so that's the way that went. But, yeah, that guy had it made because he worked right there in that building, and they let him put his repeater up in there. Yeah, the best thing you could hope for is having a repeater that you could hit from your house. You know, that's about the best you could have it.
I'm hitting a repeater off at HT, and the repeater's at least 10 miles away. So I think I'm probably right on the edge of the one I'm hitting.
Well, it doesn't sound like it because you sound nice and strong.
Yeah, maybe I'm broadcasting it a little higher than the wattage that this thing is supposed to be broadcasting at.
Well, I tell you what, that's perfect. I wouldn't mess with it. I'm on an old Midland radio from the 70s.
Yeah, I've got a, I think it's a 5-watt Bofang handheld, and then I've got a Midland 575 base station that projects at 50 watts. And my wife won't let me use the base station because she won't let me bring it up in the living room, so I got to use my handheld most of the time.
Well, if you don't need it, that's pretty handy, but you got the big dog radio. You could put that one in the mobile.
Yeah, I thought about that too. Then I'll have to buy an antenna for it. I bought a pre-tuned Nagoya radio antenna. It was supposed to be all pre-tuned and everything. Got it home and tried it out, and it actually 21. It worked as well as the antenna got there.
Well, you could look on the internet and see how to make you one. This one I got. I made this one myself. Sounds like somebody's trying to interfere with us.
Well, that's okay. We can give them some time. We've been on here long enough. Is there another station needs to cut in for a minute?
I doubt if he wants to talk, he just wants to interfere with people.
All right, well, that's about the point to where I'm about ready to call it anyways. It was good talking to you, Dan, from Lorain, Ohio. We should talk more often. This is WSEF 550, clear.
All right, it's nice talking to you there. I'll catch you again when I hear you in there. This is WSDQ 816 Dan in Lorain, Ohio. Say it 73.
This is Dan in Richmond, WRTT 347. I'm just sitting here listening to y'all.
Yeah, how you doing, Dan?
Well, not too bad. I went through my radios for beats, and I think I got rid of them. But, yep, just sitting here, watching the stars come out and getting ready for the end of the evening.
Yeah, I had a meter sitting on top of my radio, and and I saw the needle going like crazy, and I grabbed that, and man, that thing was hot. I don't know what happened to it. It might have just burned out, but I had to disconnect that meter, that SWR meter. I hope it's not ruined. I used that one for a lot of years.
You got good tone, you got good sound, so, anyway, Dan in Redford, WRTT 347, just sitting here watching the world go by.
Yeah, I'm in that repeater over there in Michigan. I think it's about 62 miles from the, that's the only way I can talk is to hit your repeaters. Unfortunately, we don't have many repeaters in Ohio.
Yeah, this is nice, Matt. I've also got a little repeater that I run up at my cabin when I'm there, and just for making sure I get everybody on the way who wants to talk and while we're out there.
How does that work? Does that work pretty good for you?
Yeah,
it's got about, you know, 3-4-5 mile range. I don't have the antenna very high. Actually, right now the antenna's in the shed. But, you know, it covers the whole lake nicely, and don't have six cell phones out under the water.
Yeah, I made this antenna and had it up about 8 feet to the base, and I put it up, I moved it up to about 20 feet to the base of it, and I was hoping it would work better raised up a little bit.
Sound good. You got a good signal there.
I appreciate it. The only way it works good is across the lake. I'm about 2 blocks from the lake, and it works good across the lake, but up here, any other direction, it doesn't do too good because there's so many trees. There's trees that go on forever over here on the lakeside. You guys are about the only ones I can talk to just because of that lake being there. How far are you from the lake?
Yeah, I'm in the city, probably 5 to 10 miles from the repeater, from the river, and,
I tell you what, going across the water, that helps a lot. And that MI-8 helps you guys like crazy over there.
From the west, yeah, it pays off.
Do you have a lot of trees over there where you're at?
Well, we used to until a tornado ripped through a couple of years ago. So I've got pretty open sky to the east of me. And heading into the city.
Yeah, the only way it's clear on me is kind of to the northwest over the lake. That's the only open area for me. Everything else is solid trees. I can't talk over 2 miles on Simplex.
We can get a couple of miles on Simplex around here, even with all the houses and all that. Play it around a little bit, and I get about 2 miles point to point.
Yeah, we got thousands of houses over here with aluminum siding on every one of them.
Well, and I make it worse. I've got a steel roof on my house, and so I can't get anything inside.
If you had your little antenna. About a 6-inch antenna on the roof, and you'd be able to get out just fine.
Yep. All right, you have a great evening. I'm going to drop off here. This is WRTP 347, Stan, out of Redford Township, Michigan.
All right, Dan, you have a good one. Nice talking to you. Maybe we'll get to talk again one of these days. I'll catch you later. This is WSBQ 816, Stan, an old retired railroad engineer over here west of Cleveland on the shores of Lake Erie. Have a good one, 73. Bye-bye.
Of yours.